If we want to reduce catastrophic fires, experts warn that we need to increase the pace of prescribed fire and let some natural fires burn. But that's a hard message for Western politicians who don't like telling their smoke-weary constituents that, at times, we need more fire in the forests. Cassandra Perfita and Jeff Mapes explain.
Some beautiful hardwoods in here.
Retired Forest Service worker Rich Fairbanks is walking a stretch of the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest in southern Oregon. It's burned twice in the last 6 years. Yet most of the trees are still alive.
Look at these canyon live oaks. Really nice. And they all made it.
Last summer, the forest on the right side of the trail was on fire. But the flames died out soon after crossing the trail, when they reached an area that had already burned years earlier.
What they had was a very gentle kind of fire.
Fairbanks says letting that kind of fire burn can actually prevent future wildfires from spreading out of control. This is well understood by scientists, but it doesn't get much political support, particularly as dangerous wildfires threaten communities across the West.
We're afraid of fire, and we're afraid of the impacts of smoke. We see it, and we have a very visceral primal reaction to it to put it out.
That's Dylan Cruz at the environmental group Sustainable Northwest.
It's very challenging for people to take a step back and to say, I'm going to let this happen.
His group promotes forest restoration projects to thin dense stands, clear out underbrush, and, whenever possible, set controlled burns to reduce the risk of those large wildfires. Cruz and other experts say we need to dramatically increase the pace of controlled burns. Experts also say the Forest Service should be more determined to let some wildfires burn. That's particularly controversial, but they say it's the only way to make big reductions in the catastrophic fuel buildup. Top Forest Service officials acknowledge the need to use fire as a tool, if gingerly. Here's Vicki Christensen, the agency's acting director.
We have to use every tool in the toolbox for treating these hazardous fuels. That is mechanical treatments, but is also using fire when we are in control of fire.
But she's not getting much encouragement from politicians who represent fire-prone regions of the West.
Republican Congressman Greg Walden represents eastern and southern Oregon, and he's well-versed on the use of prescribed fire.
I see it as a management tool when appropriately applied.
But he adds,
we're a long way from being ready to just say, oh, we can do prescribed burn throughout the forest, let her burn. I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell is the top Democrat in the Senate Natural Resources Committee. She's introduced legislation that includes a bigger role for prescribed fire. But in an interview, she was quick to raise concerns about the practice.
I think there probably are some examples where people thought they could do prescribed burn, and what they found is it got out of hand very quickly because of those weather conditions.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden is outspoken about preventing catastrophic wildfires. But the normally loquacious senator declined to talk with us about using fire as a tool. Ironically, Wyden played a big role in passing legislation to protect the Forest Service budget from skyrocketing costs of fighting wildfires. And that could lead to a big increase in forest restoration work that includes prescribed fire.
In Oregon alone, more than 1 million acres in restoration projects have passed environmental review but gone unfunded. About half those projects would include prescribed fire. Even if members of Congress are hesitant to push forward on using fire as a tool, there are some signs of a cultural shift. For example, forestry and air quality regulators are working to ease Oregon's stringent smoke management rules. They want to make it easier to permit more controlled burns. State Forester Peter Doherty explains.
There could be a significant increase in the use of fire if we had the resources and can effectively protect populations, because it would help protect from fire as well as from wildfire smoke in the long run.
Oregonians will have their own chance to weigh in on that. The state will hold public hearings this month in La Grande, Bend, Klamath Falls, Eugene, and Medford. If history is any guide, several of these cities could be under a smoky haze at the time. Jeff Mapes, OPB.
Cassandra Profita, EarthFix.